So I have a lot of image files that I've used throughout Gamergate and I've been recording with. And so I thought I'd just go through them and give some commentary on them because I've been planning to use them at some point, but the end of Gamergate hasn't quite come yet. So no one clamoring for those three women to have ethics. Are they journalists? No, they're fucking liars and con artists. We expect ethics from the media. That's a really great point, and I'm just going to ad hoc all this bullshit because I can't really remember what any of them are. And I was just going through a couple thinking, wow, these are brilliant, I might just record this, so I'm going to record it. But I think it's whoever posted that is a fucking great point. No one cares if Zoe Quinn and all that have ethics because they're not fucking journalists. Huh, Jenny Goodchild. Show me what you've achieved, not charities or hashtags, but what have you found out? What corruption have you exposed? For fuck's sake, Jenny, the whole thing's based on corruption. I mean, just how about Brianna Wu being on the same podcast as her friend that gave her a fucking award for her game? It's constant with you fucking people. There is just no place that is not fucking corrupt. Literally, until today, I did not know that Brianna Wu was implicated in any corruption scandals. I thought she was just an attention-seeking pain in the ass. But it turns out that she is actually implicated in one. I mean, she's a developer again, so I don't really care. I'm more concerned about her fucking friend. But Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm not reading more Jenny Goodchild. Don't even know what that was. political cartoon. Oh, that's interesting. Keep in mind, even their concerted effort to simply read Digra papers failed because of a lack of academic smugglery. Well, I read the fucking papers, didn't I, Jenny? So, fuck yourself. Also, you didn't fucking read the papers, because if you had, you would have realized that their papers are full of shit. Wow. Respect is earned, not shrilly demanded, from Brianna Wu. Retweeted by Bob Chipman. That is precious. Yep, well done. You are the greatest gaming industry's greatest adversary, Anita. Well fucking done. Now, look at you. If there was ever a face that said humorless bitch, that was it, isn't it? Oh yeah. Some artwork that someone was sending me. The Al Jazeera thing. Why feminists finally dumped Lena Dunham? You'd think so, wouldn't you? I don't. But that's from Samantha Allen of all fucking people. Jesus Christ. Just the one, two of the worst people on earth having a scrap. Yeah, that's the. Because I'm a gamer, but I'm not a Gamergate gamer. Why not? Because misogyny is not even remotely attractive. As if anyone gives a fuck, honestly. Gamer isn't just a dated demographic label that most people increasingly prefer not to use. Gamers are over. That's why they're so mad. Oh, this would be Leigh Alexander. These obtuse shit slingers, these wailing, hyping consumers, these childish internet arguers, they're not my audience. They don't have to be yours. Yeah, I'm sure we'll find the Gamasutra rankings as we go along. Canon S. Julie's feels picture that I did for a while ago. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, this is kind of the problem here, isn't it? So we've got Phil Fish, Rami Ismail, fucking Zoe Quinn, Robin Arnott, and Heather Kelly from CNN. And I don't even know who the other people fucking are. But I mean, these two people were both promoted indirectly and directly by Nathan Grayson. And Phil Fish and Rami Ismail are just fuck off, the pair of you. Don't know what's that. Oh, Luke O'Neill. Oh, yeah, him and Sam Biddle hated geeks and wanted to bring back bullying. Like, very nice gentlemen. So, I hear the word bigot being thrown around a lot. And they don't seem to understand that a bigot is someone who is intolerant to those who hold different opinions. Every single social justice warrior classifies as a bigot. There's no getting around it. They are not in any way tolerant to people who don't hold different opinions to them. Just a nice picture of Bob Chipman there for you. So next time he tells anyone to grow up, just tweet the picture of this in. Bob. Just yeah, Bob, there's a movement of people who are really trying to defend child molestation. You're a fucking moron, honestly. There is literally no way that such a thing could really exist, is there, Bob? I mean, oh, fucking hell. Imagine someone like Shigeru Miyamoto applying a triple F today. I don't code and I'm not really a big gamer. Hired? Hell no. It seems to have fucking worked for Anita Sarkeesian. How the fuck are any of you in games? You're literally all going, oh, gamers shit. We don't like games. Games aren't fun. That's what we want. How have any of you got the fucking social justice warrior who wrote Far Cry 4? Why is he writing for Far Cry 4? Why are they employing him to do the job? You know, I mean, the story's okay, but it's not like anything that my hair's not blown back. I suppose Pagan Min's pretty good, but the rest of it is just a meter. Oh, fucking come on. Never ever choose woman on your first playthrough of the internet, because you'll face an immediate difficulty spike. Suddenly it's a stealth game with nowhere to hide. One with hundreds of respawning enemies waiting to attack you the moment you make a noise or stand out in any way whatsoever. The enemy AI is sophisticated and unpredictable. It studies your weaknesses and moves to exploit them. Instead of shitting fireballs at you, your foes bombard you with unrelenting abuse. I think I would rather that than fireballs, frankly. But yeah, that's what being a woman on the internet's like. Seems to be a small yet vocal core of maniacs bafflingly resistant to the notion that women should have any say in the games industry at all. Yeah, I don't know where they are. I don't know who they are. I know that these people think that's Gamergate, but I have no idea who they are, and there are plenty of women supporting Gamergate who obviously don't. I mean, what kind of fucking retardation is this? But obviously, it's just a propaganda. I can't remember what I was getting that for. I can't remember what I was getting this for either, but isn't that brilliant? Anita Sarkeesian. This is why she does it. $35 an hour. That's what she gets paid. $35 per listener at a Sydney venue in March 2015. Someone should go there and record it. I'd love to hear it. Oh, this is Chloe. Has an internet drama. Boom. Doubles the amount she gets on Patreon. Jesus. If I were Matt Taylor, I would have made the same apology. With Shirtstorm. This was the best comment anyone posted on the video. I'd have made the same apology in the exact same way, only I would have worn the exact same shirt while doing it. Man, that would have just been fucking priceless. Arrest people, yeah, that's for something else. Calling MRAs as bad as I am, and that's just awful. I'm way worse than the MRAs. Studies suggest that gamers simply want to get good. Yep. These are comments of the day, I can tell. I'm almost not even offended. Progressives, 2014. Lena Dunham had some improper incestuous relationships when she was a child. She's not a paedophile. Whether she's now or not a feminist is up for debate. See, this is someone who's going to try and kick Lena Dunham out of the feminist club for diddling with her sister when she was younger. And I know he leaves out the, you know, when she was 17 and wanking when she was having a cuddle with her sister or something. Yeah. Sorry, Bob Chipman. Who's defending the pedos? Sorry, I should have actually read that first. I should have pruned these, but fuck it, I don't care. Queer women of colour started Drop Dunham, and now they're a right-wing conspiracy. Oh, yes. Arguing with people who said gamers are dead. I know it's not much, but paying $4 an article, but there's nothing implying paying for reviews. Yeah, okay, there we go. It's a good thing Cara isn't a consumer advocate. She's a critic. Just going to skip over that. How many people view, gosh, why does this movement attract so many terrible people? Dan. Awesome. Dan. Buddy. Have you noticed that the people in the social justice movement are fucking horrible? I mean, like, really nasty fucking people that you actually would not want to associate with under any conditions at all, and yet you all seem to have coalesced into a group. I mean, I don't think you personally are a bad person, But seriously, just look at the way these people treat others. And it's just foul, man. Bob Chipman, for example. You know, links to Milo's thing. And he's classified Breitbart as dangerous. Because Breitbart is a right-wing publication, and Bob thinks that any kind of challenge to his ideological orthodoxy is dangerous and should be eradicated. Political philosophical leanings that reach into the inferior past and or discourage empathy have always been threats. You have finally discussed and discovered social justice, Bob. This is why you get fucking... you cause trouble in every community you fucking go to. You know... the atheists, apparently the BDSM community have the same thing. Metalheads are about to get the same fucking thing. The foundations are being laid. You guys are just a fucking scourge. Oh yes, Dara O'Brien. Oh, Dara, I'm very fucking disappointed. Don't like seeing women abused. Well, that's neither do I. We're on the same page, in fact. That's what I said. You know, that's the same opinion as pro and anti-Gamergate. That's really not the issue. Of course, this is where Dara O'Brien decided to just completely give up on the idea. And I love this. Like, but video game journalism ethics, it's like, this whole thing, for someone who claims to be a skeptic and should be a reasonably intelligent man, I was fucking disappointed about this, right? Compared to campaigns like this, no one gives a shit. But video game journalism ethics, no one cares. Listen to yourself, Dara. Listen, right? Nobody is advocating for attacking women. And yet when we say, look, we have evidence of corrupt gaming journalism, our hobby that we spend money on that is bigger than the fucking film industry, no one cares. Really? Did they actually not care? Because I think that's actually what Gamergate was about, wasn't it? I think it's actually people giving a fuck. But you're literally suggesting everyone in Gamergate abuses women, for a start, which is disgusting. And that for some reason, it's okay that these people are corrupt. It's fine. It's just, it's fine. No one cares that they're corrupt. It's fine. We know that they're advancing all their friends and, you know, whatever goddamn connections they've got. And they're creating a little clique and they're being complete cunts. They're using secret journalist lists. They're colluding. It doesn't matter. They're fixing award ceremonies. It doesn't matter. No one cares. No one cares. Just, stop abusing women. It's like, okay, done. Done. Now can we talk about the ethics, please? Oh, they're shooting. Yeah. The unsexy reality of breasts. It's okay when we do, yeah. And my docs and stuff. Oh, yeah. Doctor Who. Apparently the Christmas Doctor Who this year... the idea of sexual assault was completely glossed over and made seem not that bad. And racism was turned into a joke. Best episode yet. Social justice warriors, man. I thought Doctor Who was already social justice. Devin Wilson. Honestly, what a spastic. I've gone through all that in other videos. Yeah, sorry, George. I know you're a social justice warrior. Sorry, I'm trying to actually get to... You know what else has nothing to do with journalistic ethics concerns? Gamergate. I know that we keep going on about it. I know that Dario Brin's like, look, just stop talking about journalistic ethics. No one cares. It's all about misogyny. Okay. It's nice that our opponents get to define us. It's nice that our opponents get to define exactly what we want. Because, I mean, I personally would like to see some fucking ethical standards. I realise that outside of Gamergate and the other related sort of anti-social justice communities, I suppose, no one cares. In the wider world, no one gives a fuck. They're all completely pro-corruption. But God forbid a woman hear nasty words on the internet You can't talk. You're an evil person. How dare you want something other than to console this woman? I just don't care about the woman. Give them armed guards, for fuck's sake. Just, you know, lock them in a fucking fortress, you know, so they can't be touched. I don't care. I'm sure we can all donate to a giant Patreon or something to just get them off the internet and get them to a safe house at our expense, for fuck's sake. You know? But, yeah. Oh, yeah, full Macintosh stuff. Oh, brilliant. I thought I'd get to the full Macintosh stuff eventually. Oh, this is one of my favourites. Corruption in game journalism. You must hate women. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. But it got into, what was this? Urban Dictionary or something. To go full Macintosh is to say something so spectacularly stupid, so utterly devoid of reason and logic, so completely disconnected from reality, it can only come from the mouth of Jonathan Macintosh. That is a quote from Jonathan Macintosh under it. Ugh. For example, why Gamergate already lost? Suffragettes on the warpath, jump on him, he's only a mere man. Oh god, John, this is going to be a fucking running theme, isn't it? So many angry, delusional men. Not a single woman. There was just none. None at all. Oh. This is Alex Lifshitz, known cold titty man. Someone from Gamergate is literally trying to kill her, except they weren't, were they, Alex? You fucking... Like, but, I mean, the video game industry is decadent and depraved, so, I mean, I don't want you thinking that it's not. Gamergate has even managed to weaponize charity. Oh, that's right, Alex. No, you complain about charity work that's being done. That's the... fuck it. You're going to do it, aren't you? Fuck Jenny Goodchild. I can't even bother to read it. yeah, Macintosh actually going insane here. Gamergate is an attack on ethical journalism. Amanda Marco is probably... She's Jessica Valenti crazy. She is actually fucking batshit. I love this as well. Dear Gamergate, why heterosexual male nerds are not oppressed? In fact, you're one of the most privileged groups in our whole society, which is why all of the media are shouting at you, telling you how awful you are. They've got to change your hobby. They're going to ban a bunch of your games, and everyone's just going to call you fucking everything under the sun. I mean, you should be gassed, you should be tortured, all these things. I mean, that was Alex Lifshitz who said that we should be broken on racks. So, you know, but you are obviously one of the most privileged groups in our society. You know, I mean, you're working minimum wage jobs to buy crappy games that we're not going to advise you properly on. But you're privileged. I mean, just remember you're privileged. Because without all this, none of it works. It's almost like a bulk of them have benefited from a system designed to shield the ruling class from consequence. My, my, Alex Lifshitz, son of multi-millionaire David Lifshitz, president of the Gare Group. Who is actually talking about a ruling class here? Because it's you, isn't it? It's you who is the son of a multi-millionaire. I am the son of an RAF sergeant from Yeovil. Who came from a council estate with five other brothers. So, you know, it's not like I come from any kind of ruling class, you dipshit. Oh, good. Look, I love this. Yesterday, Leigh Alexander got to making her presenting debut, hosting the Guardian Tech Weekly show. Watch her XOXO first. She literally does not give a fuck about tech. Suggesting that Christina Hoff Sommers supports rape. Very good. This is Lego Butts retweeting. Sad to see some pro-GG students think not hiring them equals discrimination. That is discrimination. That is literally unjust or prejudicial treatment of different categories of people, especially on the grounds of race, age, or sex. Who cares if Leigh Alexander's white or not? She's evil. It's important to be critical of the games you enjoy, but it might also be good to be a little critical of why you enjoy shooting dudes in the face. Oh, God, that's... I'm perfectly capable of separating interaction fiction from reality. Does not affect my moral compass in any way. But, whoa, that's not how it works, I'm afraid. Media influence is typically an unconscious process. Look up narrative transportation theory, or as I like to call it, narrative transportation fact. For fuck's sake, Macintosh, not everything written to paper or on Wikipedia was true. Obviously, there's no such thing as sexism against men, because men... because sexism is prejudice plus power, apparently, and men are the dominant gender with power in society, which is ironically a very sexist thing to say, because sexism is actually attitudes or behaviour based on traditional stereotypes of sexual roles, and if there is a traditional stereotype of sexual roles, it's men being the dominant gender with power in society. So that is actually fucking sexist, you cretins. Now, Alex Lifshitz again. This is in his Feeding Up Zoe Quinn stage, where he's a big Stroop Waffle fan. And this is Alex Lifshitz defooing his friends and family. Hey, if you don't like them because you find them obsessively... If you're obsessed with race and class and gender, and you find people you know aren't, then you can just not associate with them. That's the healthy thing to do, if you're a social justice warrior. White people, this is retweeted by Jonathan McIntosh. White people, stop mentioning Martin Luther King. He was peaceful and you all shot him too. Yes. White people got together and were like, yes, shall we shoot Martin Luther King? They're like, well, honestly, it happened about 20 years before I was born. And they're like, yeah, but we should all really agree to this, shouldn't we? Yeah, but I think the deed is done. No, no, no. You need to agree to this. All right, I'll sign it. Markets are a destructive force that needs to be abolished, replaced with some kind of democratic participatory planning process, like a market. Capitalism pushes us into a dangerous mindset in which sexism, racism and transphobia are seen as a matter of consumer preference, said the neo-Puritan who's out to ban everything he can get his hands on. Come on, fucking hell, Macintosh. It's media, it's not fucking commandments. Science is not only gendered, it's Eurocentric, and so dismisses the scientific models that favour multi-generational observation and testing. Western science favours data over research. Indigenous science favours results, but if they can't see the data, then it's not real science. So much Western science research published today shows inconclusive results. That is science, but indigenous science is not. Yes, John. That I know that you don't understand this, but that is actually how it works. And that's a good thing. Not knowing for sure means that we know that sometimes our tests are returning results that we can't be sure of. That's a good thing. It shows us that we're not... It shows us there is a possibility that we're getting it wrong. Thought there's an interesting reading of The Nightmare Before Christmas as a parable for cultural appropriation. Of course it was. Why the fuck wouldn't it be? I mean, it kind of is, I suppose. These evil Halloween guys finding Christmas and going, oh my god, Christmas, let's steal this. But the thing about cultural appropriation, John, is that you don't actually take anything away from anyone else. You're actually just increasing the culture in other areas. In fact, cultures traditionally wanted to propagate. They wanted to get out and spread as much as possible. It's weird that you guys think you're some sort of guardians of culture where it can't be spread. It's very peculiar. Full Macintosh scale with obviously Leigh Alexander at the top. Oh god, Sarah Buss can fuck off. I love this. This Matt Binder. My response to the MSNBC interview where they really think they got me, that this isn't a rape tweet. And he's retweeting Mark Cernovich, you can't rape the willing. It's like, okay, Matt, I know what you're saying. Yeah, in retrospect, I know what he's saying. He's like, yeah, but this is a tweet that contains the word rape. It's like, well, yes, it does, Matt. Well done. But you're suggesting that what he's saying is wrong. And literally, it starts like, what do you think the definition of rape is? And then someone else jumps in with, asking for the definition doesn't change the fact that he's implying rape victims gave consent. Fuck me. If the person gives consent, then they are not a rape victim. It's called consensual sex. And then she says, you should walk away. It's like, no, you are flat wrong. You can't rape someone who's willing, and nobody was talking about a victim. There is no implication of victimhood in Mike's fucking tweet, you cretins. So war on women. Been speaking to Brianna Wu, I guess. Jonathan McIntosh pictures himself as a very buff black guy. Someone down here. Dig hole, bury head, flawless victory. Nice try, McIntosh. Oh, is it so hard for them to understand that the reason that every time they escalate things, everyone is against them because they're a bad thing? Really, Remy, that is exactly what people are saying about social justice. You guys have gone everywhere and pissed everyone off. There isn't a field in which people aren't getting pissed off with you people. There's a reason that when Time Magazine went, hey, what word should we ban? Out of like these 20, one of them's feminist and it won in a landslide. Everyone is pissed off with you cunts. I mean, it's stuff like this when social justice warriors print this sort of stuff when WikiLeaks start to come out in favour of Gamergate, if I recall correctly. Bob Chipman. There's almost no such thing as a bad tactic, only bad targets. Bob, you are a fucking monster. And here's John McIntosh being crazy as usual. And some waffling. And then, yeah, this gets us to a nice little quote from Boo from Spookyland, whoever that is, Ben from Canada. You're probably too stupid to get this, but the death of gamers articles meant we are all gamers. I guess I am too stupid to get that, because that's literally not what the death of gamer articles was saying. I mean, I've read them all multiple times, and it's not what the end of gamers Tumblr post was saying, and it's not what Adrian Shaw's research is saying, and I've read all of it, you fuck. So I guess I am too stupid to pick that up. Look, Neil from Gawker. Bringing, but is he, was he from Gawker? I'm pretty sure where he was. Yeah, he's from some twatting shit. But yeah, being a geek's a bad thing. They deserve to be bad. Be it feel bad. They are bad. Arrest all geeks. Well, got fired from the Boston Globe due to my geek racism. Ah, oh, Luke. Doesn't occur to you that you may be a twat? Oh, bullying is good, actually. No, bullying is a good thing. But yeah, don't know why you got fired, mate. Don't know. Can't imagine. I mean, weren't they okay with your geek racism in public to everyone? Weird. Fucking weird. This is a nice one. No one declared our identities to be over. Actually, read the articles. Yes, I did. Anyone who read those articles was aware that gamers are not actually targeted. And someone's like, except when they say to stop using the term gamer. Not puppets who purposely spread misinformation, gets up and walks away. Just flat denials of fucking reality. Oh, scary ideas of toxic masculinity, of course. I stole this comic from someone called at Squires David, so if you actually ever watch this, he makes very, very good comics, and I thoroughly recommend subscribing to him. Where I just basically changed, I can't remember what it was originally, but I've changed to tell us about the feminist neo-Marxist revolution. And it was okay, but in the beginning it was prosperity and wealth and trade amongst the nations, and the video game industry rose above the other markets. It was inclusive, easy to access, diverse and productive. Those fools did not read the magnificent writings of Adrian Shaw and Shira Chess, Mia Kassava or T.L. Taylor. For shame did they not realise how evil they and their white male gamer privilege was. But the neo-Marxist feminist revolution changed all that. The kid says, Marx bless our feminist overlords. Marx bless Gone Home. Marx bless Depression Quest. Marx bless Games Without Points. Quests Without Challenge. Reviews Without Scores. And Characters Without Distinguishing Features. To be fair, Reviews Without Scores I actually had my mind changed on. Not that I was ever really in favour of, to be honest, I just haven't really thought about it. Marx bless the glorious gaming future we live in. Marx bless Doom Without Guns. Duh, genderless child. Feminist Marxism has successfully made games art by sucking the fun out of them and declaring games to be over. To which the kids go, yay! In the apocalyptic ruins of gaming. I'm sure it won't get that bad, because, you know, money. But, these fucking people, man. Oh, hey, Lee, how's Kama Sutra doing? That's a lot of red. I mean, considering you want to be global rank of one, and you are down by almost 3,000 ranks since Gamergate's been going on. And the bounce rate is 66%, and you don't even get two page views. People are viewing on average one fucking page, Lay. One page. Most people are not getting to that second page before they close your fucking site. Gamergate Political Compass. This is interesting. Most people turned out to be left-leaning libertarians. By a fucking landslide. Some right-leaning libertarians, but the common feature is libertarian. Oh, the new games. I can't bother to read that now. Stuff. Oh, yeah. The green-purple colour scheme of Gamergate mascot Vivian James is a reference to a 4chan rape joke. That is a remarkably purple and green logo you've got there, John. Don't know why you're okay with rape jokes. Hate group is happy with the video game award. Maybe it's a sign your industry has a serious problem stands. When all you can do is call a consumer revolt a hate group just because it doesn't fit your narrative, the sign is that you have a problem. Totally agree, John Edwards. Oh, yes, Valve with hatred on fucking thing. Oh, Valve, you're such bad people. Jonathan McIntosh is going to remonstrate you. The Neo-Puritans have arrived to tell you just how awful you are, Steam. Just awful. And there's a war on women in Gamergate, of course. Ah, yes. Nobody can stop them. Yes, I'm a gamer. They've been calling me nobody for years. Yeah, Adrian Shaw's bollocks. This industry, this medium, games, is more than what any group can claim as a domain of its own. Yes, it is. Thanks to the market that Jonathan McIntosh wants to destroy. And what do you think you people are doing, Rami? Well, actually, you're using ISIS bots to promote the hashtag StopGamergate2014. Nice one. Don't know why you'd do that. I really have no fucking idea why you'd do that. Any other bots would have done fine. And the thing is, Black Ops kill count surpassed planet's population. Jonathan McIntosh must be going fucking spare. You know, it doesn't matter that violence levels have gone down as computer game playing levels have gone up. It really doesn't matter. To him, that means nothing. It's even though more people now than ever before are playing violent video games and there are less crimes than ever before now, he's absolutely convinced that video games make you violent, and I mean, we are literally just primed for an orgy of destruction in Jonathan McIntosh's mind, so he cannot stop going on about it. Oh, nice one, Devin Ferracci. Would you employ a Klansman? That's what you get when you discover you employ a Gamergate supporter. Very classy. Jason Schreier. Nobody at Kotaku has ever claimed or will claim to be objective. Objectivity is a silly thing to strive for. Fuck it. Why not? Why? Fuck it. Just. Is Game Dead by K. Thor Jensen? I'm sure you've seen some other good tweets by him before as well. Calling for genocide, if I recall correctly. Can we come up with a term for a single player interactive experience that moves beyond games? Will we start using games to refer to MOBAs? I don't actually know what that is. And fighting games. And other directly competitive experiences. Moving it back to its traditional definition. I would fucking love. We have literally been saying for ages, K. Thor Jensen, you pretentious twat, that Gone Home and Depression Quest are not fucking games. We have been telling you they're not fucking games. Why won't you fuck off and have your little art house industry? Why won't you do it? All of Gamergate was obviously sock puppets. Literally who? So I asked the Quinspiracy, have you considered not calling people who disagree with you trolls? To which Zoe Quinn, or Chelsea Van Valkenburg, said, shitting on people is your only skill and you're not even good at that. Well, I beg to differ, Zoe. I have actually programmed a game and I'm fucking good at shitting on people. Like Geordie Tate. where he subscribes to Feminist Frequency, Felicia Day, Kate Gary, I don't know who that is, and Carmen Fierce. I mean, it's not like Feminist Frequency has ever said, we'll be discussing sexual objectification, hypersexualization, and the male gaze, and they are some nice titties, Carmen. Geordie, you giant fucking hypocrite. But, I mean, I guess when you're calling for genocide, hypocrisy is a... it's a really small deal, isn't it? And The Legend of Zelda is classist, sexist, and racist. I guess that kind of validates that picture. Oh, in fact, this preface. See, this is something that's come out of academia here. I'm not kidding. I know you're probably reading it thinking, no, but I'm not kidding. This came from the Department of Counseling Psychology, the Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. Oh yeah, you're probably familiar with that, aren't you? The Journal of Family Therapy, Feminist Family Therapy, Class and Classism in Family Therapy Praxis, a Feminist Neo-Marxist Approach. Is there anyone left who wants to tell me that this isn't Marxism? I mean, seriously, just comment on this video and I want to literally laugh at you. Because, I'm sorry, I know, I'm sure that they have warped Marxist teachings or whatever. But the thing is, that is what literally everyone who has done anything with Marxist teachings has said. They, oh no, those previous people, they've done it wrong. We're doing it right. Oh no, those previous people, they've done it wrong. We're doing it right. Look, I get the feeling it's the sort of thing that can't be done right. No one has managed, and it's caused a lot of fucking damage along the way. And they literally are Marxists. Literally, this is what they say. I don't know whether they're actual Marxists, whether this is actually adhering to Marx's utopian bullshit, but it doesn't matter. They think they're fucking Marxists. Can we please accept this? Because these are where these fucking studies are coming from. They're in your fucking universities. And then you get dipshits like this. Matty Bryce creating games criticism. Death to video games. I mean, that is some harsh fucking criticism. This shit is so bad, we need to put it to death. And 355 people are going to give her a grand and a half a month, per article, in fact, to do that. I mean, that is... whatever, you know. Again, I don't care how they spend their money, but... I mean, why are they part of the video game fucking industry? Oh yeah, centrism is dangerous. You can't meet somewhere in the middle between hate and justice, because if you do, you'll always surrender justice. Yeah, that's why we're not going to give anything to you, Jonathan. You fucking crazy man. I can't read. Oh yeah, the subreddit of Metalgate was automatically banned as soon as it was created. Of course it was. Although it was probably done by the mods, to be fair. Toxic gamer culture. Challenge for Feminist Game Studies by Mia Consalvo. Early in this year, Jennifer Halper, a writer for BioWare titles such as Dragon Age, Star Wars The Old Republic, had sexist assaults launched at her for daring to suggest games might allow players to press a button to skip combat. Was it actually based on her gender, Mia? I mean, I know that you are the president of Digress, so that probably makes you thick as pig shit. But seriously, sexist assaults, based on her gender, these assaults were based on her gender. So, I mean, what was it? They were threatened to rape her, maybe, for the button? Or are you conflating the idea that this was between... They were assaulting her because of her gender? I mean, what were these assaults? And at the end of the day, right? That's a fucking stupid suggestion, isn't it? You know, I mean, a sexist assault, what were they doing? You know, what was it? Yeah, but I mean, you don't provide any sources. You don't provide any evidence. So this is all down to fucking interpretation. Academic. Oh, I don't even know what that is. I can't be bothered to read it.